Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Dalet, and we are on the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, but just 2 points that I rushed through at the end of the shiur yesterday, just to clarify. And then a scheduling note, after today, the next 2 shiurim will be put up by the from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up with Hariyas daf Beis after that. Okay, so just 2 points. Number one is the Ran mentioned, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Shita. The Rad mentioned that the Gemara says here that according to the Shita that most Rishonim hold of, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, all Yisurin in the Torah are Batel Beno Saint Tam, right? Even Min Bemino is Batel Beno Saint Tam. Chutz be Tevel v'Yayin Netzach. Except for Tevel and Yayin Netzach, Tevel is Oser B'mashu B'minon and Shalom B'minon Beno Saint Tam. So the Rad pointed out that it says that Tevel is Batel Beno Saint Tam. Sounds like whether it's, Tevel is usher. A shalom b'mina b'nosi tam is batel shalom b'mina b'nosi tam. So, one second. Tevel is a davar sheish l'matirin. Right? You could undo Tevel. I can matir it. And yet it says it is batel. But one second. Don't we have a principle that davar sheish l'matirin is not batel? It's not batel by Bittel doesn't apply to Davar Sheish L'Matirin. So the Ran says, you see from here, it's mashma that Davar Sheish L'Matirin is batel b'min b'she'en omino. The only chumra of not being batel is min b'mino, but by min b'she'en omino, it is batel. So we'll have to get back to that principle of Davar Sheish L'Matirin versus other Dvarim She'enim is batelin, Be'ez Hashem, in a few minutes. But just one ara, and that is, this Gemara seems to work better. The Achronim point out, again, the Stipler and the Dvarim points out that it works better seemingly according to the Ran, but according to Rashi it's more difficult. Which Ran and Rashi? So we know there's a machlokas we showed him why a davar sheish l'matirin is not batel. It's not batel. And again, we'll get to more of this a little bit on Ardaf today. But Rashi says the beginning of Beitza is simple. You might as well wait. Right? Why should you, if you have something that can be matired without bittel, so why should you rely on bittel? Right? Bittel, you don't need bittel. Like, what's the sugya, beginning of Beitza? Muksa. Just wait a day. And it'll become mutter without the laws of Bittel. So therefore, that's why Davar Sheish L'Matirin is not Batel according to Rashi. Which is all-encompassing. That's a very all-encompassing shita. You could say that basically in every case. You might as well wait, you might as well wait. There are some times that it doesn't work. And that's what the Tzlach in the beginning of Beitza points out. And that is, what if something could be used more than once? You might as well wait. I want to use it now, I want to use it then. So I don't want to wait. If it's an item like food, you can only eat once. So then you could say you might as well wait, because you could only use it once. You could use it today or tomorrow. So then we could say you might as well wait. But if it's a davar shel hana'a that you could use 3 different times, so then maybe that principle wouldn't apply. Right? Okay, so that is one issue that comes up. Another issue that comes up is, what about chametz? It's chametz a davar sheish l'matirin? Chametz on Pesach. That's a machlokas we've shown him. The Mordechai and others, right, whether, right, you might as well wait. I mean, so that tomorrow is going to be mutter, but then it's going to be usher for a whole year. It's going to be mutter for a whole year, that's going to be usher again, and then mutter, and then usher. So is that a davar sheish l'matirin? That is a machlokas we've shown him. The Mordechai and the Rambam. So, again, that might depend on how you look at it. You might as well wait. So, according to Rashi, that's far would apply. It's a davar sheish l'matirin. Most of the year is going to be mutter. Why would you say it's not a davar sheish l'matirin? So maybe there's another definition. That's the Ran, as we know, in Nedarim on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, where the Ran relates it to what we discussed yesterday, the machlokas between Rebbe the Rabbanan and Rebbe Yehuda, whether min b'mino is batel or lo batel. So we mentioned that Rebbe Yehuda Shita is min b'mino is not batel. And that's what Rav and Shmuel held, and that's what the Rashi held against Rav Rishonim. Says the Ran, we don't paskin, he says, like Rabbi Yehuda, but we use the svara for Rabbi Yehuda for the Rabbanan, meaning for us, in the sugya of davar sheish l'matirin. What's the svara why Rabbi Yehuda says that a davar sheish l'matirin is not batel? Because, this is the language of the Ran, the kasava Rabbi Yehuda, hainu taima, mishum demin memino lo batel, lefi, shekol davar, shehu dome lechaveiro, Eino machlisho umivatlo, elamamido machazko. Anything similar to its friend, and they get mixed together, it doesn't weaken each other. They live together happily. If there's no clash, there's no bittel. Bittel means that one item overpowers the other one. The rove, the nosei tam, overpowers the other item and infects it and influences it and changes it. But If two things could exist together, one doesn't have to overpower the other one, so there's no bittul. They could coexist with each other. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, Bekulu isure, by all isurim, to min bemino lo bittul. Why? Because if it's in its type, then they could coexist and there's no bittul. You have a little blood of the goat, you have a lot of blood of the cow, okay, they're both there and they coexist. The Rabbanan lo mashmaluach, the Rabbanan don't hold of this. To mikol makom, min bemino, de iser vehetre domizelazet. Says the Ron, the Rabbanan agree fundamentally to that idea. Bittul only works with a clash. But the Rabbanan would say, just because something is min bemino, they're both grapes, they're both wine, they're both whatever, so that's not enough to say they coexist. If one of them is mutter, one of them is aser, they're very different from each other. And there's still a clash. I argue with you that min bemino doesn't always mean that they can coexist, and there's no clash. Even min bemino is a clash if one is mutter and one is aser, according to the Rabbanan. That's why they argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Kivan dechad aser v'chad shari, she'ein roi, this is a really fascinating line, she'ein roi leilich achar dimyonan be'etzem, ela achar chilukan be'iser v'heter. Don't look at their physical essence, whether they are similar, but look at their status of Isser v'Heter to figure out if they are similar. So therefore, Elahayinu Taima, and that's what the Rabbanan argue, and they say, why does the bloods of the cow not mevatel the blood of the goat? Elahayinu Taima, the dama parayin, mevatel dama sar, mishum, tekivan, teshneim, olin, klomer, hakshakshirim, lezrika, ein mevatelim, zedzeh. Fine. Good. And then he goes now to what about a davashesh lamatirin? So he says, the Rabbanan don't hold of Isser v'Heter, Isser v'Heter is a clash, and therefore they're mevatel each other. But what if you have an Isser that's a davar sheish lamatirin? So then already, says the Ran, then the Rabbanan would say, that's a close enough to being a davar hamutter that there is no clash. Here's the line. Amrinan, natu rabbanon mishum chumra Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbanon go over to agree with the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The kivan she'ein davar zeh chaluk min haheter legamrei beisur veheter. Right, it's not totally different. Sharei afu sofolios nitar kamohu. This iser will also eventually become mutter. Amrinan she'eino batel bemino. We say that it's enough considered to be min bemino, heter beheter, and therefore it is not batel. Tiki hachi havi dami tuva chada. Okay, and it continues. But that is the yisod of the Ran. That's very different than Rashi. Rashi says you might as well wait. The Ran said no. It's a fundamental definition idea that it's min bemino. By a davar sheish lamatirin, even the Rabbanan would agree in this type of case that it is enough. So if you say that, then you can understand why there might be chilukim. By a davar sheish lamatirin is only not batel in min b'she'eino mino. But by min b'mino, min b'she'eino mino, davar sheish lamatirin is also batel. So you understand why that is according to the Ran. Because the Ran's whole idea of bittul not applying is only when they can be coexist. But if there's a clash, like by Mim B'Shein Amino, even a Davashesh Matirin would be Batel. According to Rashi, it's a little more difficult to know why there would be a Chilik, and that's what the Stipe discusses in Adarim in Siman Lama Dal. Okay, number one. Number two, the other point to mention is the last point on the last line of Shmuel, which also we mentioned very quickly, of Tevel. Tevel, the Gemara says, Kehatero Kachi Suro. Just like it can be matured with one tiny little grain, so too isuro. So what is the, and what's the raya? The Shmuel says one little chita could pater the kri. Chita achas poteris is a kri from the chiv of truma. So the Tosas read and the Noda Behuda. Remember the Noda Behuda said, "I'm coming up with a chiddush that nobody's ever said before," and he didn't have a Tosas read. So he didn't know that 500 years before him, the Tosas read said the same idea. Baruch Hashem, we're zocha to have a Tosas read. But says the I'll read it from the Tosas read because he's the Rishon. Says the Tosas read. In Kiddushin on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis Chita Achas Poteres is a Kri Ra'isi Makshim. I saw people that have the following question: Vatitein Loksiv Ubeinon Kedei Nesina Kedadarshi Gavi Reishas Agayz. It says Titein Lo by Truma, giving it to the Kohen. So why should you be Yotze with giving a tiny one little barley seed that could make the whole field not Tevel? Is that a giving? V'nira li l'tarets, d'bavade mitzvah litin lo davar chashuv. Obviously, just like by Rishis Agaz, it's, you have to give it davar chashuv. V'kamu notin lo mishkal heislam, sh'demar titein lo, sh'yebo k'dein nesina. You have to give something serious to fulfill the mitzvah of nesinas truma. I agree, says the Tosos Rid. Aval mihu, afal pishe mitzvah so b'kach, even though that's the mitzvah, im eino rotze l'kayem mitzvah zu, v'taram chita achas mikol akri nitkan, v'yatzim idei tivlo, ela shalokiyem mitzvahs nesina. But you're right, you won't do the mitzvah if you give one little chita. But that doesn't mean that your kri wasn't mesukan. What's the language of Shmuel? Chita achas, poteres is a kri. It doesn't say chita achas, b'kayem mitzvahs nesinas truma. It's dafka, the kri, the shame tevel is removed. But you didn't give anything. You removed something. We haven't given anything. Because giving something requires more. And that's the Tosas Rid that you can be mechalik between the Tikkun Hakri and the Mitzvah Sasina. You might have said, what do you mean? They go hand in hand. If you're Mitake in the Kri, that's the beginning of the Nesina. And that goes to the Kohen. But the Tosas Rid is Medayik in the language of the Gemara. And that's what the Noda Behuda also says in Madura Tinyana Yerodea Simen Reish Aleph, where he says, V'yishli lomar bazeh davar chadosh lo kadvani bazeh shumifarish o posek. And that's at that time period, that was it. But either way, that's what the Maritz Chai is there at Git and Nafchav says, V'nelam b'mechilas kvot haraso ki kvart kadmu gedolei akadmonim. Right? He says there are others that say this before. The Sfasem is also in Pesachim Daflam and Beis was machadish this a little bit after the Noda Behuda. But either way, this is an important ha'ara. It might relate. It doesn't have to, but it might relate to the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvahs do we count for truma? The Rambam has one mitzvah of Afarshas Truma. One mitzvah. Be mafresh truma, give it to the Kohen. One mitzvah. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, why do you count one? There's the hafrasha and there's the nesina. Two separate mitzvahs. Says the Ramban. What does a Kohen do? A Kohen is mafresh and then he keeps it. So what do you see from there? There's two separate elements. He doesn't even do a nesina. And he does hafrasha. So you see, there could be a separation between the two. The Rambam would say, no, that separation, that nesina, he's giving it to himself. That's also called a nesina. You have to be mechalik. All the nosei kelim on the Rambam, on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, have different suggestions for the Rambam. Right? Maybe he only counts it as one because really the Iker is the Afrasha. And the Nesina is just the Gemara Afrasha. Some say the Iker is the Nesina. And the Afrasha is Tchilas Nesina. Right? The opposite. Some say, no, it's just two parts of one coin. There's Afrasha and there's a Nesina. Right? Whatever one wants to say, the formulation is found in the Nosei Kelim on that Machlokas. But either way, that is the Tosas Rid and the Noda Behuda, which relates to that last line of the Gemara of Shmuel Chita Achas Poderes Zakri. Okay, so now let's continue with the next Mishnah in Avodah Zarah as we head towards, again, this was the third to last Mishnah or so, third to last Mishnah here in Meseches Avodah Zarah. Ve'elu Asurin. So now we discuss Bittul in the last Mishnah. We discuss Bittul in the last Mishnah of Yayin Nesach, and we discussed the Machlokas Amoraim, how to understand that Mishnah. So this Mishnah seems to give a different impression. Why does it give a different impression? So the Rishonim explained that the previous Mishnah was what we call Lach Balach. It was a real mixture. And now it's in, you can't be Bechalik, discernible each of the ingredients. But here, we're talking about Yavish B'Yavish. It's items. It's items. It's not liquid. It's items that get mixed in, and therefore there's going to be different rules by yavish b'yavish. So ve'elu asurin ve'osrin b'kalshu. The following items are osur and osur b'kalshu. So one second. Wait a minute. We just said in the previous mission there's only two things that are osur b'kalshu. The answer is no. If they're separate items, so then maybe there are other reasons why the bittul would not apply. Right? There are other dvarim ham she'ina mizbatlin. There's davar chaticha haru'uyil his kabed. There is a birya. There is davar chashev. We'll get to all of these items, but the following list is because it is yavish b'yavish and it is asur b'kol shehu. Right? Rashi says on top, kol makom shenisarvu sham afilu echad be'elef. Even one in a thousand lo batil va'osur neskulan. So what is that? Osur b'kol shehu yayin esech. So yayin esech. So one second. Didn't we have that in the last Mishnah? No, this is different. Rashi, chavis be'elef chavios. One barrel, it's not like you pour yayin esach into a barrel with yayin heter. One barrel and into 1,000 barrels. So yayin esach, the avot, and the Gemara is going to say what the common ingredients. What are the common ingredients in all of these items? Va'avodas kochavim, avodas zara. Somebody has an idol that is worshipped, and it gets mixed into other tsuros. Va'oros levuvin. Also, some of these we've had already earlier in the Masechta. Oros levuvin is the skin that you could tell the idolaters in the days of old used to take out the heart of the animals, and they used to cut the skin in a certain way so you'd know that that was used for tikrovis l'avodah zarah. So, if you find one of these shaped like that, we mentioned before earlier, it was like an oval type of shape, so that would be aser and oser. V'shar haniskal, and a ox that is chayav misa. Either he killed a person, or he was involved in Bishka Behema, so Shor HaNiskal is going to be also. Let's just do the whole list, and then we'll talk about it. These are always fascinating, amazing Mishnayos, because you get to talk about 10 different Shas topics in these types of lists. The Egla Rufa, somebody has the case of the anonymous corpse, where the you didn't find the murderer, so we take an Egla, we break its neck in the Nachal Eisan, so that Egla Rufa is also Aser Behana. We had that earlier in the Masechta. If you remember where? That is the source for Yisir Hana of Emes. Just like an egla rufa is aser bana, so too a mace is aser bana. And that's how we know that avodah zara is aser bana, because avodah zara is compared to a mace, zivche mesim. Right, that goes back a couple of weeks. Vitzipare mitzora, the birds of mitzora. We know there are two birds that are used in the process, the tara process of a mitzora, so they are also not batel. Usa'ar nazir, the hair of a nazir, when he's also doing the finishing of the process of Nazir, we cut off all of his hair, and that is also batel if it gets mixed up in other hair. Upeta chamor, and the firstborn of a donkey. Ubasur bachalav, all of these are Yisuri Hana, but all of them are also not batel. All of these, usir mishtaleach, v'chulin in the seer that's set off a cliff on Yom Kippur, v'chulin shenishkutu ba'azara, hare elu asurin, v'osur mekalshu. All these are asur, and they asur bekalshu. So what is the common denominator between all of these items? So, let's just continue and then we'll come back. So Tana, Maika Chashiv, what is listed here? Which types of items? What's the common denominator? E davar shebe minyan kachashiv, if you're listing all items that are counted out. Davar shebe minyan. Items that are counted out has chashivus, and therefore they're not batel. Right? Little pieces of salt are not counted out. Right? You buy salt by the package or by weight. And therefore, salt is not here. But other items that you might count out, like an egg maybe, you buy a dozen eggs, you buy exactly you don't go by weight, you count out, or other items, right? So anything that's darish v'minyin, so if it's counting darish v'minyin, so listen on michatichos nevela, why doesn't it say also, I like pieces of meat, which are only usher to eat, right? Only the things of the Mishnah are usher bahana. So if you're saying the only ingredient is darish v'minyin, so why don't you say even isurei achila? E isurei hana'a kachashev, and if the ingredient is isurei hana'a, listinami chameis b'pesach. Why is it chameis b'pesach here? Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba, v'item Reb Yitzchak Nafka, haitana tarti islei. There's really two ingredients. Our Mishnah has two ingredients. Darish v'minyin, v'isurei hana'a. Those two. It has to be something that is chashev counted out, considered unique, and it's aser bana. Those two ingredients. Fine. And that's why Rashi points out what's excluded by each one. If you look in the Rashi in the beginning of the wide lines, Dika tarti l'chashivusa. There are two chashiv, ingredients. The chashiv iser dithu hu dolo batel. Aval, but the two suggested in the Gemara only have one. Chametz on Pesach. Chametz mitzvah bePesach chol ve'ein darko limnos batel. Right, a chametz on Pesach is aser b'hana, but it's not a darash b'minyan, and therefore it's not going to be listed in the Mishnah. Batel umash lechachan me'en lenar v'ashar nosin lekabo. You can throw it to the river, and the rest give to your dog. Meaning that there is bittel. The chatichas nevela, even though a piece of meat could be a darash b'minyan, but it's not aser b'hana, and therefore these rules of the Mishnah wouldn't apply. You need both. You need Yisuri Hana, and you need Davash Minyan. Continuing the Gemara, Velisni Egos Prach Rimone Badan. So what about these other types of foods that are mentioned in the Mishnah and Methigim Mesechas Arla? So these types of fancy types of nuts, and Rimone Badan, to Davash Minyan Yisuri Hana, who? Those have both. It's Davash Minyan and Yisuri Hana of Arla. Arla, first 3 years, is Asar Bana. So aren't these listed? So Atana Lehasam, so we say it, it already says it. It says in the third parak of Arla, Haroi la Arla, Arla, Haroi la Kiliakarim, Kiliakarim. So it says it there, Yehuda Nasi does not have to repeat here in Avodah Zarah. V'listni kikaris of Balabayas. So what about listing off the kikaris of the Balabayas, le'inyin chametz v'pesach? So you could have items that are dvarim chashuvim, that are chametz, that are aser bana, and it's kikaris of Balabayas. Remember that comes up in Eilam Metzias also, right? Something that's chashuv. So the Gemara answers, man sham is the amarle. Rabbi Akiva, who's the one that would say this, that regarding our case, that it will be us, Rabbi Akiva, Hatana Le Hasam. Rabbi Akiva does say that there in our Lord. Rabbi Akiva Mosef, Afkikaros, Shobala Bayas. They would be, he says it, it is included there. So you have both of these ingredients. And Hare Elu, similarly, the Gemara continues. So when it says at the end of the Mishnah, Hare Elu Asurim Vasurim Kalshu. So it says that the first line of the Mishnah. So is that extra line adding, Lemute Mai, Lemute, if you only have one ingredient, Lemute Darish Meminyan, Velavi Suryana, Inami Lemute Suryana, Velo Darish Meminyan. So our Mishnah that says here, Bittul does not apply by Yavesh B'Yavesh, where you have items that each one is still recognizable, you just don't know which one is Aser, which one is Mutter. So in those cases, the common denominators are Darish Meminyan and Aser B'Hana'a. Other items might be included in some of these halachas, but they're just not on the list, right? Or they're listed elsewhere, right? That is the background. Okay, now let's talk about a number of these items. First of all, let's go in order. Shar Niskal. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's start with the first line. Asur Bekal Shehu, right? On that line, the first line, the Ritva quotes and the Ran quotes and Machlokes, Rishonim, whether does Avodah Zarah also need these two requirements? All these items in the Mishnah have these two requirements. What about Avodah Zarah? Maybe Avodah Zarah is different. So the Rashi gives the impression that it's not different, but the Ritva and the Ran think it is different. Says the Ritva, V'daz g'dolei ha'mafarshim, v'hi das raboseinu. Right, the g'dolei ha'mafarshim, the Ravid, the Ran, and the das rabosai, the Ramban, the Rashba, d'lo amru b'gemara d'bo'i tana darish b'minyin, ela b'shar hashnuyin b'mishnah seinu. Everything else on the list needs both requirements. Aval avodah zarah v'yayin nesech v'oros levuvin, which are all connected to avodah zarah, osrinein b'mashu v'afilu b'hana. Right there, osr b'mashu, even b'hana, mishum chumr d'avodah zarah, t'chsiv ba v'yolo yidvak b'yadcha me'uma min hacherim. Kitisa b'Yerushalmi, like the Yerushalmi says, he quotes the Yerushalmi here. Ukid etnan yayinesach aser v'osa b'kolshu v'ayinonami d'loktani b'hachi sham chashi hacha chashi v'usan. T'loktani chavishol yayinesach v'tzura chashu v'shla v'odazara eloshemi surin b'lchud. It just says v'odazara because anything's included. U'be'idach tani sham chashi v'usan shor haniskal egla rufa tzipori mitzora. But it says exactly what it is. Here it's just Avodah Zarah. V'zo shalo k'divrei Rashi zal. Shepirish yayinesech chavis bein achavios. V'avodah Zarah tzura sha'avduha v'nisarva be'alav tzuros. Right, so it sounds like from Rashi that it has to be a davar chashuv. V'adavar yadua shein davar sheminyin oser elek shenisarei v'odah b'chashivuso. Avolim nispatsa bo nimoach chazev l'gino. As we know, if the nuts burst open, and now they're not a nut anymore, that also is not a davar chashuv anymore. Basav achalav is only by a chaticha ruilis kabed. Right, so he discusses also. That's a machlokas we've shown him. Whether Avodah Zarah is subject to these levels. The Ramah in Yaradeya, Kuflam Adalid, is Mekel, like Rashi and the Rambam, that even Avodah Zarah have these requirements. Number one, that's by Avodah Zarah. Next, Shar HaNiskal. What exactly is the case of Shar HaNiskal that is batel? So there is a major machlokas we've shown him, not quoted here but elsewhere. Whether a Shor HaNiskal is Aser B'Hana'a Mechayim, Rabbi Natam versus the other Rishonim. A Shor HaNiskal, right after it's labeled as a Shor HaNiskal by Beis Din, that's already it's Aser B'Hana'a, or only after it's Niskal is Aser B'Hana'a. Right, so meaning you can't eat it because it wasn't shechted after it was Niskal, but maybe you could sell it. The answer is no, you're not allowed to. But what about even when it's alive? Is it already Nasa Mechayim when it's alive? So that Machlokas Rishonim impacts the understanding of our Mishnah. Meaning our Mishnah, what are we talking about that is batel, or it's not batel, that it could have been batel? What's the case? So the Ran says, either it's alive, and you hold like those Rishonim that say it's usher when it's alive, right? That's number one. Shor HaNiskal, says the Ran, Lam Zayin Amar Aleph, here in the Dafi Arif, Im Chayhu, da usher lahana, la'achar shenigmar dino, chashev lo batel. Right, number one, Da'achi Amrina, because that's what we learn in Maseches Zvachim, Perakata Arobes, De'ba'alechayim chashivi velo batli, live animals are not batel. Ba'alechayim are not batel, so maybe the animal's alive. Ve'imesu, but if you say, it's only asked right now afterwards, and the case is here, it died, Mairi b'chaticha b'menush, and isbashla v're'uya l'iskabed. We're talking about a part of the Sharan Iskal that is chashuv, that's re'uya, to give to a guest. Lifnei Orchim. Ve'eglarufa nami b'chaticha chashuv alacha, and isbashla. Right, that is the two suggestions of the Ran. That it has to be a davar chashuv. So either it's alive, and you hold like those Rishonim that it is Asubana, or it's not alive, but it's a Chaticha Ruyulis Kabe, which gets into the Sugya of how do you define that? Does it have to be cooked or not? But either way, this is, again, another one of the Dvarim, She'inam Misbashlam. There is a Ha'ara that Rav Salvation pointed out in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Beis writes, Sif Aleph, Kuf Beis is about Davar Sheish Lamatirin. This is what we're getting back to what we mentioned earlier. Called Davar Sheish Lamatirin, Shenis Arev Bemino. That's like that Ron. Davar Sheish Lamatirin, that's Shenis Arev Bemino, Eino Batel Afilu Be'elef. Is not Batel. If it's Min Bemino. Avalim Nis Arev Eino Mino, Harezo Batel Beshishim. Right, Davar Sheish Lamatirin is Batel Beshishim. That is the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Ramah, in Simen Kuf Aleph Sivav, by other Dvarim that are not Misbatlim, by Birya, right, a whole item, or Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, that we're talking about here, that's the Ukimta of Basa Bachal, of Sharan Iskal, or Egla Arufa, the Ramah paskins that there's no chilik between Min Bemino or Min Besheino Mino. No chilek, the Ramah says. But by a davar sheish lamatirin, the Ramah doesn't say a word here. So it sounds like the Ramah agrees to what we said before in the Ran, that davar sheish lamatirin is batel b'she'eino mino. It's only not batel b'mino. While by the other items that are not batel, he's not mechalik. There's no chilek between min b'she'eino mino. So why is it that a davar sheish lamatirin is batel b'she'eino mino, while birya and chaticha ruyi l'skabed are not batel, even min b'she'eino mino. Right, why, what's the difference between those two? All three of them are dvarim she'einam b'talim. Pashas midrabanan. Right, so what should chilek, why is there a chilek between davar sheish lamatirin on the one hand, and birya and chaticha ruyulis kabin on the other hand? So says Rav Salvechik, is quoted here in the Shi'urei Harav on Yaradeya, in Simen Peivav, Vanira Bazeh, she'chilek gadol yesh. There's a big chilek, even though all these three items are not batel, conceptually, it works very differently. Davar sheish lamatirin is different than birya and chaticha ruuya liskabed. What's the difference? To my de birya v'chaticha ruuya liskabed lo batili afilu be'elef, chaticha ruuya liskabed, like our Mishnah, shor haniskal and egla rufa, why isn't that batel? Mishum derabanan gozru machmas chashivusan, havikilu ha'isr nikar va'omei bifnei atzmo. Ve'eno mis'are v'mehetar klal. They remove the shame taroves. Right, something's only batel if it's in a mixture. If the Rabbanan say, these 1,000 items, that's not called a mixture. Because this item is so chashuv, it's a whole item. It's chaticha ruyulis kabed. So they said, the iser is nikar, it's not in a mixture. And of course, there's no bitel if it's not in a mixture. So memela, if it's not in a mixture, it doesn't matter if it's min b'mino or min b'sheino mino. It's not going to be batel because it's not a mixture. That's why the Rabbanan is not machalik by those two when it comes to bitel. By both! Min b'mino, min b'she'eino mino, it's not going to be batel. Because the whole lumdus is that it's not mixed up. And that's why it's not batel. Avo b'davar sheish lo matirin shenis arev, lo gozer rabbana shlo chal shem tarovas kolikar. It is a mixture. It is a mixture. But the halacha is, even though it's a mixture, we're not going to allow you to treat it l'kula. Ela da'af agav devada chal shem taroves, mikol makom l'mahani b'hachra l'kula v'din bitel. Laws of bittul don't apply. So then, you understand, maybe the laws of bittul don't apply only by min b'mino, and it does apply by min b'she'eino mino. V'nira the davar zeh mistavrim ma'od. And it makes a lot of, what? Well, this is arbitrary? Why would you understand it differently? No, it makes sense. Ta'akod the tikkun rabbanan kein d'oraisa tikkun. V'ari matzinu dvarim she'einam mizbatlim klal afilim min ha'Torah. You find items that are not batel, even d'oraisa kagon b'nei adam. People aren't batel, even on a d'oraisa level. He quotes from the Rishonim. V'lochara haitaim amishum d'bnei adam hari kol kach chashuvin ad she'enam ma'abdim atzmiyusam v'zehutam agav dvarim acherim. A person never loses his independent status, right? His unique tzelem elokim in a mixture. It's not a mixture. Each person, there's 1,000 people here, yeah, but each person is their own world. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. So, memela, afshe mu'uravim b'mitzius, b'kalmakam harim nechshavim apidin k'shomi b'fnei atzmo. And the chumra drabanan of davar chashuv is an expansion of that din d'araisa by b'nei adam, suggests Rav Soloveitchik. And therefore, they're not mixed up. Birya is not mixed up. Chatich ha'rulis kabet is not mixed up. Ke'ein d'araisa of people. But that's by items that are not batal because they're chashuv. Davar sheish matir is not because it's chashuv. Why is a davar sheish matir more chashuv than something that's not chashuv? No, it's a different rule. Davar sheish matirin, it's not batal mitam acher. Not because it's a davar chashuv, but because the rabbanim were machmir that even though it is a taroves, bittul's not going to work. For what reason? Rashi Ran, we mentioned earlier. But either way, that's why it will make sense, it fits in, that might only apply by min b'mino. But by min b'she'eno mino, because it's a question of bitul or not bitul, achra l'kula l'kia, different rules, whether it's min b'mino or min b'she'eno mino. And again, there's a lot more here, but this is his suggestion in Simin Peivav. Okay, there's more, but we will have to continue because we have to go to the next word in the Mishnah. What's the next word in the Mishnah? Again, all of these are amazing, fascinating. We have Tzipori Mitzora. That's a machlokes. When are Tzipori Mitzora? Ne'esar, when you first took them or when they're shechted. Okay, question, and if the question of when they're shechted, then you only have one Tzipor left. One of them you let fly away already. So, okay, we're talking about the one that was shechted. Petach Hamor. What about Petach Hamor? So, you know, Petach Hamor is one of the three mitzvahs that have to do with firstborns, right? Petach Hamor, we know there are three mitzvahs that have to do with firstborns. We have Pidyon HaBen, we have Bechor Behema Tahora, and Petach Hamor. I mean, Petach Hamor is really two mitzvahs. Either be poded and give the sheep to the Kohen and keep your donkey, or the other mitzvah, to break its neck. Va'arafto, to break the neck of the Petach Hamor. Again, each one of these has its unique discussions. We like to always discuss the Taz in Yoredei and Shin Chaf Aleph, where the Taz discusses why do only two out of three of these get a bracha. Right? Pidyon HaBen gets a bracha. Petach Hamor gets a bracha. We just aren't used to it because there aren't too many Jews that own donkeys. But there's a bracha. A Pidyon Petach Hamor. There's a bracha on the Arifa because it's better to do Pidyon. But there's no bracha on Bechor Behemet Tahora. Right? When I give my firstborn sheep, as a karban, it's a bechor, so there's no bracha. So the Taz explains, as we mention this very often, again, it's a yesod gadol, you only make a bracha when you're actually doing something in a mitzvah. If I'm accomplishing something in a mitzvah. If something happens automatically, then there's no bracha. I'm commanded, memela, not to prevent it from not going by itself. But if I create something, then I'm actually doing something. So by Petach Hamor, I am changing the status of the donkey to the sheep, right? Not changing the kedusha. A donkey doesn't have kedusha, but it's a status. So I'm changing the status. I'm doing something. So I make a bracha. But by bechor behema tahora, what am I doing? It's born a karban, and now I have to give it. Yes, there's an idea of mitzvah lahakdisho to add my own personal element, but fundamentally, it's already kadosh, even if I don't do anything. And therefore, says the Taz, you don't make a bracha on that. De'ein mevarech. Sorry, first he quoted the preacher. He doesn't like that answer. Shin Chafal of Sif Katan Zayin. He said it's a good thing to mention. Basically, any time you have to give a Dvar Torah about if somebody's a firstborn or mitzvahs are about accomplishing things, right? Demat mikom makom. Venerally, Dein Shayak Bracha El Masha Osa Adam Mishalo. Alzema Varsha Zacha Lasos Mishalo, Ratzon Amakam Barachu. Mashenkin Bibichar. De Meolam Lohayli Shos Chuspo. Yisrael never had a schus. The Mishnah nolad hu beigazad rachmana. Vavi ki'ilu lo nolad lo oso ha-bechor. It's as if you never have this bechor. Right? By truma, you're doing something. Why? Even though tevel was asur and truma, but you're choosing what to give to the Kohen. You have tovas hanah. You have rights, so you're accomplishing something. You're being misake in your kri. But here you're not really doing anything. Ki'ilu nolad be'beis kohen mi'paraso. Derachmana zicha lo bekach. K'mo shekasav, kol peter rechem li. It says by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Al-Kain, ain't shayach levarech, ki hu ain't oza klumi mamono, mashayenke, pidyor petach hamor, ubechar adam, shu nosin mamono, bazeb, al-Kain, mavarech shaper, al-mitzvah zos, kain nire li. That's a petach hamor. Why dafka the donkey? That's also an important discussion, the Meshachachma and others, and the Nesiv, but maybe we'll wait, and we'll do that a little bit later, if we have time. Sar Nazir is also important, why dafka the hair? What does the hair symbolize? Let's continue, and then we'll see if we can come back to some of these points. Basar b'chalav obviously is a just to mention one point about basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav, the Gemara says elsewhere, is a chiddush. We mentioned this, I think, a week or two ago also. Basar b'chalav is a chiddush. So the machlokas we've shown, what exactly is the chiddush element of basar b'chalav? Right, chiddush means something that goes against the normal rules of Torah. Right, Tosfos and Yevamos Dav Zayin. Everything's a chiddush. Chiddush by Motzi Shemra, by Basar b'chalav, by Edom Zobamin. That's Davar Hasoser HaSaklal. So what's the Davar Hasoser HaSaklal? So the Rishonim discusses, is it that two items that are mutter come together and make an isser? That's unusual. Right, usually two mutter items come together and stay mutter. But once in a while, you have two items that are mutter and they become together and then they're usser. Right, so other Rishonim say, that's not so unique. What about shatnez? Right, that's also items that are mutter that come together that become usser. And the Gemara doesn't say shatnez is a chiddush, it's a chok. It's not a chiddush. So maybe it's a little deeper. Not only that they come together, it's the only item that if they come together, they're still mutter. If they're cooked together, they're usser. Derech bishul usser Torah. Where else do you have that? Right. Okay, so you might say, oh, shatnez is only if it's woven together. Okay, so maybe you could have could continue the conversation. But either way, that's basar b'chalav. Again, a lot more about basar b'chalav. The three aveiros of basar b'chalav, siog d'araisa. Let's see. We'll continue. Says the Mishnah, yayin nesach shenafel abar. Yayin nesach that falls into a bar kulu aser bana. So we've referred to this already earlier in the Masechta. Yayin nesach that falls into a bar, the whole bar is aser bana. Meaning, like we learned in the last Mishnah, yayin nesach is oser b'mashehu. Rav Shimon Gamliel lomer yimacher kulu lo v'kochavim chutz midmei yayin nesach shabar. Rav Shimon Gamliel argues. He says no. Only the Ayin Nesach, what does it mean? It's Aser, meaning it's not Batel, but that doesn't mean it Asers everything else. You could sell all this wine minus the value of the Ayin Nesach. So you don't get any Hanah from the Ayin Nesach. Amar Rav, halacha k'rav Shimon Gamliel, chavis b'chavios. We halacha k'rav Shimon Gamliel says Rav, by barrels, avalo yayin b'yayin. By barrels, you could sell all the barrels minus the value of one barrel. But yayin b'yayin? No, yayin b'yayin is going to answer the whole thing. Shmuel Amar, afili yayin b'yayin, even yayin b'yayin, we would pass like Rishon Gamliel. V'chein Amar Rav Abrachan Amar Yochanan, afili yayin b'yayin. V'chein Amar Shmuel Bar Nasan Amar Bechanina, afili yayin b'yayin. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Ravua, afili yayin b'yayin. Lot of wine discussions. Amar Rav Nachman, halacha l'maisa. Yayin nesach, yayin b'yayin, asur. Chavis b'chavis, mutter. Real yayin nesach. So Yayin b'yayin is aser, but chavis b'chavis is mutter, right? Meaning, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, stam yayin, I feel yayin b'yayin mutter, but stam yayin is also mutter behanaa, right? Rashi says in the bottom, chutz b'dvei oso yayin v'chein halacha, v'chein halacha. I think I mentioned in the past. It's fascinating that Rashi hardly ever paskins throughout Shas. Most machlokos, we don't know what Rashi paskins in Hilchas Kashrus. He paskins a number of times. Mesechas Chulin, and here we've had this, I think, the second time already in this Mesechta. Rashi paskins. I mean, he just felt he couldn't not. In Hilchas Shabbos, he doesn't paskin, right? But in Hilchas Kashrus, right? He paskins. He feels that is the, there is a need. Okay. Here's a question the Torah discusses. Is there any difference between throwing it to the sea and selling it to a guy without that value? The Torah discusses this in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, but we won't go into that right now. Let's get into the second to last Mishnah here in Maseches Avodah Zarah. We get into kashering a gat. How do you kasher a gat that had Yayin Nesach in it? The last Mishnah of Hashem Tamar's daf is about Tfilas Kalim. Tfilas Kalim, again, the next two will be put up, and then we'll pick up with Harias. Says the Mishnah, Gat shel Even shezfata ovei kochavim. What if you have a gat, a stone gat, right, a wine pressing area, that an ovei kochavim lined with pitch? What's the issue? If he lined it, right, he finishes the processing, they used to put a little wine into the tar or the pitch in order to counter the foul odors of the pitch. You put a little wine in. So one second. That's Yayin Nesach. If the guy is doing that. So that's a problem. Right? Rashi on top. V'urcha l'mir mei becham reporta. The derech was to put in a little wine. La'avure kutra de zifta. To remove the smell of the fumes of the zefet. Of the pitch. So, gotcha. Levin shesvadovi kochavim. So, how do you kasher that? Minagva v'hi tahora. The Gemara will explain. Minagva, you dry it. You use this type of mixture of water and ashes. This very potent, strong cleansing agent, Menagva, you could use that vitor, and then it's good. And then it's tahar. Vishel eitz, if it's a wooden gat, Rebbe Omer Yinagev, you could also do the same thing. Vacham Omrim, no, yiklov es hazefes. Right, that's it's more absorbent, and therefore you got to peel off a layer of zephes. Vishal cheres, right? We keep going in stringency order. Vishal cheres, right? We went from stone to wood to cheres. Alva vishakalaf as a zephes, there is a asura. Even if you peeled off the outer layer, right? It's still asur. Rashi kasalka daitav divrei hakolhi. Right, and the Havamin is that maybe this is even divrei hakol. Everybody holds by cheres. Umishum the cheres gufa below zifta below the chamra. Because it goes straight in, even without the zephes, it's going to go in. Therefore, even peeling off the outer layer is not going to help you. So the Mishnah spoke about stone and wood and cheres. Amarava dafka zifta avol darach ba lo. This is only if he just lined it. Avol darach ba. But if he actually trampled grapes in it, lo, then you would not even need anything. Rashi explains, you don't even need to do benagev, you just wash it. Just why, if you didn't line it with pitch that's like hot and it absorbs it, but just if you just press grapes into it, so then once, and it didn't stay there for a long time, so v'darach v'lo, lo, so then you don't have to do anything in terms of the nikuv. So the Gemara pshita zaf tzvata tznan. It says that in the Mishnah, it's dafka if you lined it. So the Gemara said, no, ma'udatema, I might have thought, hua dindafilu darach ba, I would have thought even if he just trampled the grapes in it, that would also aser it in order to require niguv, vaydektani zvata, or chadimosaktani. No, this is just saying a normal case of what happens, but not dafka, kamash malan. That's one version. Ika da amre, a different version. Amar rava, dafka zvata, only if the goy lined it with pitch. Aval darach ba, lo sagi la benigov, the opposite. If he trampled on it, not that you don't even need niguv, but niguv isn't even enough. Why? As Rashi explains, before you put the pitch in, there are cracks in the cheres, and therefore the water gets into the cracks, and niguv's not going to help you get that out. And therefore it's even more chomor, right? It's not enough niguv, you have to be makalef. Right, I'm sorry, we're talking about the Avanim, the first case. Right, you have to be Mekalev, you have to take off the layer, like you had to do by the Eitz, according to the Chachamim. So the Gemara says again, Pshita Sfata Tan. It says Sfata. Isn't that obvious? Even though it's the opposite direction now. Ma'o de Tema hu adin dafilu darachba. No, you might have thought even darachba, Niguv is enough. V'hai tektani zafata, urcha de mil saktani. The reason why it says zafata is because it's just the derech, kamash malan, dafka zafata. No, only if it is lined with pitch, do you do niguv? Aval darach ba lo sagi la beniguv. But if he trampled on it and it got into the cracks, then niguv is not good enough. Good. Ki ahuda asa l'kami de Rabbi Chiya, like the following person who came in front of Rabbi Chiya, amarle, havli gavra de dachile ma'atzarti. Toi. Please, Rabbi Chiya, can you please give me someone who could purify and be metaher my press? Amarle l'rav zilbade. So Rabbi Chiya tells Rav, I think his nephew, right? Zilbade, go with him, v'chazi, and make sure to lo mitzvachas alai be'medrusha. Make sure they don't scream about me in the base medrash. Meaning, do it well. Do it well. I don't want people to scream at me. Oh, look what happened. He didn't do it properly. His Talmud. So azal chazi davi shiatvei. So he goes and he sees it's very smooth, like it's never been used. So Omar havade minigav sagile. Okay, I'm just going to do nigav. I'm just going to rinse it with this mixture of the ashes and the water. But as he's getting closer and seeing it, chaza pila mitute. He sees underneath, there are really cracks there. The chaza davi male chamri, he sees the cracks are full of wine. So he says, oh, omer halo sagile ben nigo vela bekilof. No, I see. You gotta take off the outer layer of this press. It can't just, throw in this mixture. Vahainu darmale chabibi. And this is what my uncle Chabibi, my on the side, Dodi, said to me. He must have meant this. Chazi de lo mitzvachas alabi medrusha. He told me to be extra careful. So that's why he knew he didn't want anybody screaming about him in the Beis Medrash. And people could even scream at Rabbi Chiya. Even at Rabbi Chiya, the Gadol Adar. Still, he had to do it properly. Tanu Rabbanan. So what about other items that are used in a wine press? Rashi says these are all earthenware. Hagat v'hamachatz v'hamashpeh shalov digachavim. You have the actual gat, the vat, and machatz, the dipper, what you dip in, it's like a ladle, v'hamashpech, that we had earlier, a few days ago, the funnel, shalov dekochavim, Rebbe matir ben niguv, v'chacham osrim, Rebbe is matir just by niguv, and chachamim say, no, it is aser. And again, the Gemara will ask, didn't we say that by cheres, even though you're makalif is aser? We'll see. Umoder Rebbe bekankalim shal dekachavim shein asurin. But Rebbe agrees to the chumra by the kankanim of ov dekachavim that they are aser. And what do you mean aser? You have to do what we had earlier in the mesachta. You fill it 3 days with water and pour it out every 24 hours like we had earlier on daf lamed gimel. Umah hefresh bein zeh lazeh. What's the difference according to Rebbe between the first three items, got, machatz, and mashbech, and the kankanim? Zeh machniso lekiyum, zeh ein machniso lekiyum. Right, it depends how long that the wine is in there for. If it's in there for zman merubas, then it could be a problem. It's more of a problem, and that's why you would need a deeper, more serious kashering method. So that's all cheres. Vishel eitz, vishel even, yenagev, but the wooden or the stone, so you just do the niguv, and then they are tahar. Vimhayu mizufafin asurin, but if they are mizufafin, they were lined, and you have the wine inside the line, and the inside the lining, so then it's asur until you peel off the outer layer. So says the Gemara, vahatnan, God shall even shes fado the gachavim and agva vitahara, but didn't we just say, we're talking about stone? By stone, you just do that, if he lined it with pitch, you just do the nigav and it's tahar. So how does this, Brisa say that if it's mezufaf, it's asur, right? The nigav is not good enough. Masis and delo darachba, in the Mishnah, he didn't trample grapes into it, even once. Brisa the darachba, right, by the Brisa, he was Darach, and therefore even Shal Evan will require Kiluf. And surely Shal Eitz, Rashi adds in. Omar Mar, Hagat v'machaz v'machaz v'chavim, Rabbi Mada b'niga v'cham osrim. We had that at the beginning of the Brisa. V'anantanan shal cheres al v'shakol v'daz v'zari zir asura. Our Mishnah says cheres is asur. So how could these items be niguv? Omar Rava, seifa demastisan asan l'rabanan. You're right, the Mishnah is talking about the Rabbanan Shita. But in a chinami, Rebbe would be more makel than our Mishnah. One more line, and this will continue again the beginning of the next daf to talk about this sugya. Darash Rava Nava Artechu. You could also kasher it by scalding water on it. Scalding water, Rashi. Hagat Hirtichu Barotchin. So what does that mean? So some say it means that you fill it up from within, you fill it up and you overflow it, or others say that you scald, pour boiling water on it. Kashering, pour boiling water on it. So Tosfos here discusses, Tosfos says this here, Tosfos has this in Maseches Shabbos, around Membeis or so, Irui, Iri Kli Rishon, three-way Machlokas Rishonim. What is Iri Kli Rishon? Is Iri Kli Rishon Kikli Rishon? Is it Kikli Sheini? Is it Mavashal Kadei Klipa? Is it Mavashal on the outer layers? So that's very important, but this is what Tosfos discusses. Rabbi Nutam and the Rashbam, I think we'll do that, I think I discussed it at the beginning of the next year, again, from a couple of years ago. Maybe just because we have 2 minutes, we never have time to come back, but now we have 2 minutes, just in terms of one or two of the other points mentioned earlier on the daf, and that is, We'll stop by this Rava. That is our Nazir. We mentioned earlier in the Mishnah. The hair of another, why Dafki is the hair such a crucial, part of the Nazir process? Right? The Nazir can be involved with wine and grapes. Okay, because wine can lead to things. Tumas mace. Okay, that has to do with death. Hair. Why Dafki no haircut? Why is that? So, some might say that it's based on the fact that when we, care for our hair, that's a reflection of caring for Gashmi, is caring for how we look, and an Azir is going to an extreme not caring about that. Rabbi Leff writes in one of his Svarim that maybe the hair is that's the transition between Ruchnis, that's the top of our head. Right? Yes, we can put up our hands, so hands also have special status. When we lift up our hands, that's when it's Tilas Yadayim, that's the highest point that our body could reach. But when a person is standing normally, the hair is what's on top. So maybe the hair symbolizes the transition between the Ruchani and the Gashmi, and that's why a Nazir, who had to go to an extreme in terms of, right, a Nazir is not a goal, according to the Rambam. The Rambam says maybe he is a Kaddush in a certain sense, but, you know, the Rambam writes in Ilchas Deos, it's not a goal. You have to go to an extreme in order to balance out again. So you go to an extreme by the hair, and then right when you finish being a Nazir, you cut off the hair and say, okay, I'm starting again, and I'm going to try to have the proper balance between the Ruchnius and the Gashmius, right? To be Makadesh, the physical, not to stay away from the physical, right? That's what's symbolized by the hair. And one other point regarding the donkeys. Why Dafka the donkey? Is that the only one, the only non-kosher animal that has something special about its firstborn. Right? Why is that? Right? There's a lot of non-kosher animals. Dafka the donkey. Right? So, the Meshech Chachma has a beautiful thought relating to Parshas Bo right here, Yud Gimel, relating to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Meshech Chachma there. He quotes from the Gemara Bechoris, Daf Hei talks about this. Why Dafka for donkeys? Shor Rabbi Kivas Rabbi Eliezer, Manash Tano Pitre Chamorim. Right? Why is it? So, the Gemara there discusses that maybe they help Bnei Yisrael schlep the items up from Mitzrayim. Dabar Acher, says the Gemara. Lefisha siyu es Yisrael biyitziyasan mi Mitzrayim. She'en locha kol echad ve'echa she'en lo shivim chamorim lefan of tuni kesav izav v'avanim tovos amargalias. Right, everybody schlepped up all the stuff from Mitzrayim. The donkeys help schlep up. So that's why it has a special status. But if you look in the Yerushalmi, the in Shkalim, says the Meshech Chachma, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, it's that Atem achartem b'chorish al Rachel b'esrim kasef, af atem tnu ba'ad b'chor chachem chamisha shkalim esrim geira. It has to do with Yosef. And he also quotes the Medrash that when they went down to Mitzrayim, they brought stuff down on donkeys. Meaning what? It's not just when we have Petach Hamor, it's not just we remember Hashem took us out and saved the firstborns. We remember that the whole process was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the going down. Tziva lizikaron asher yakdishu kol b'char b'adam v'behema u'bazen nechval gam b'yasam l'mitzrayim al yidei Yosef ha-b'char me'rachel v'yichet es ha-chamor lizkar es ha-chnasam l'mitzrayim adei chamorim l'rmoz sha-knisa l'mitzrayim adei yitziya ha-yesh al-sheles aruka sibo shonos. The whole story of going into Egypt, Hashem was divine, his divine plans. Asher kulam ke'echad his lachdu lalamid mifalos tamim deyim asher hakol bashkacham yuchedes. Right, who took us, we thank Hashem, he took us out of Mitzrayim, he put us into Mitzrayim. The answer is to put us into Mitzrayim because that's what it's about, and that's why dafka we have the Petach Hamor, because the Hamor reminds us of going in, not just going out, says the Meshech Chachma. Again, it's pretty, fascinating that, you know, this daf and this cycle worked out to be on Erev Pesach. But again, we have a lot about Mitzrayim on this daf. But again, Hashem will, so again, the next two daf will be put up from the last cycle. And Hashem, we will continue with Harriyas daf Beis, Beis Hashem, in a couple of days. Okay, we'll stop here.